Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Thank you for tuning back into the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and welcome back to Live Better, the show where we don't just talk about health, we live it, we breathe it, and we break it down in a way that actually makes sense for your life. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and whether you're driving home, tuning in on the treadmill, or just chilling at the end of a long day, I'm glad you're here. Now, today's episode is packed. We got a wild ride coming up, literally and figuratively, but I want to start by calling something out. The health and wellness world is full of noise right now. Everywhere you look, someone's telling you to try a new supplement, fast this way, train that way, or biohack your way into immortality. It's easy to feel like you're behind if you're not doing everything. But here's the truth. What's trending doesn't always equal what works. So in the first segment, I'm going to break down what actually works and is worth your attention right now in the health and wellness, and what's real, what's rooted in science, and what will actually help you live a longer, stronger, and more energized life, and not just a more expensive one. I'll also talk about my experience with Crohn's disease and how I also overcame autoimmune. And we're going to be talking about how longevity is finally being redefined. It's not just about how many years you will live. It's about how strong you'll be at 60, how clear your mind will be at 70, and how free you'll feel at 80. It's about mobility, mindset, and muscle. It's not just medicine. It's not some cure-all drug. You actually have to put the work in, but it starts from the inside. Then coming up on segment two, we've got Nick Holes. If you've ever struggled with gut issues, bloating, skin breakouts, fatigue, brain fog, and even anxiety, Nick's about to give you the real roadmap on how to build your gut from the ground up. He's not going to sell you on some trendy powders or AG1 or some five-figure protocols. He's going to give you what actually works. Then in segment three, we've got a journey by Jake. He's joining us to share how he hitchhiked from the bottom of California all the way to Catalina Island. No money, no plan, just a backpack, some trust in the process, and a crazy belief that people good and in life are better for you when you're on the move. His story is one of letting go, tuning in, and finding your path through discomfort, and it's powerful. So if you're tired of noise and you're ready to get back to what really matters, stick with me today. This one's for you.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program and providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, I have my very first, actually, I shouldn't say my very first, but I haven't done a solo segment in a long time. I usually have guests on who bring you their knowledge and their expertise, but I haven't done one in a little while, and I kind of want to get used to doing my own solo shows again and provide the value that I know and what I've been through. So I'm a little foggy brain today, so bear with me if I stumble over my words a little bit or get caught in an But I want to start this new segment called What's Trending with Blake. The industry is obsessed with what's next, but not everything that's trending is really worth your time or your money. Today, I'm breaking down what's real, what's hype, and what you actually need to know if you want to live better, longer, and stronger. So I got a few things on here that I'm going to talk about. We'll see if we make them through. I got Nick Holes coming up in segment two, and I got Jake Dobbs coming on in segment three. So I'm going to get through what I can get through here today. But the first thing I want to talk about, and something that I've noticed in the past few years, is a lot of people are taking control of their health again. A lot of people are discovering that if you have an autoimmune, you don't have to deal with that for the rest of your life. You don't have to just take the pills that the doctors prescribed to you. You don't have to just go through the motions of what's told for you to do. You can take control of your own, your own destiny, is how I could put it. And the thing I want to talk about is how I overcame my autoimmune condition, Crohn's disease, and some steps you can take to start on the path of healing. Now, I don't have a doctorate in anything, so I can't, fully recommend or give you certain supplements or certain things to take, but a big shift in mindset is the first thing that has to take place. Knowing that you can take control of what's happening in your body, that nothing has domain over you except you. So when I first started my Crohn's disease journey, I was probably in sixth grade. I started getting super skinny. I couldn't focus in school. My eyes were sunken in. You could see my bones all over my body. And fast forward 3 years, I figured something was wrong. My gut started flaring up, and I had a bunch of ulcers in my stomach. So I got diagnosed with Crohn's disease. And I kind of went through the motions. I did Remicade, I'm pretty sure if I remember that correctly. I got infusions every 2 months to kind of maintain and manage what was going on in my body. But fast forward, I got a surgery, got 22 centimeters of my small intestine removed. And that's kind of when it all switched soon after that. COVID hit. I got really fat. So I went from skinny to fat. And my mom introduced me to a holistic practitioner, which really changed the game for me and my mindset as well. I started seeing her. She put me through, which might sound foreign to a lot of people, but frequencies. I would hold like a copper rod hooked up to her computer. And this isn't no witchcraft, but I'd hold a copper rod. It'd be hooked up to her computer, and it would scan everything that's going on in my body. So like Lyme, a bunch of other stuff. I can't remember. This was like 5 years ago at this point. And it would show everything. So we tackled it one by one. And I think a lot of things that modern medicine miss today is that they don't attack the root cause. I was just talking to my mom today how when she had high blood pressure, they gave her medicine for the blood pressure. Once that got fixed, something else popped up. So the number one thing you need to do is attack the thing from the root cause. You might have high blood pressure, but it's not just high blood pressure for no reason. There's something that's going on behind the scenes of why you have that high blood pressure. So you need to uncover what is actually going on in your body and heal it one by one with what is going on the most in your body. Now, I don't know how every holistic practitioner works. I haven't seen them all, but I know that there's quite a few good ones out there. And if you're tired of modern medicine, I would 100% recommend going and checking out a holistic practitioner. Now, don't just drop your doctor. I'm not saying that, but go a different route if you're sick and tired of seeing the results that you're seeing and nothing's changing. Now, action two is you need to start doing a form of cardio, a form of lifting, a hypertrophy lifting, calisthenics, whatever gets you working, gets you going. That helps your mitochondria. That the more you exercise, the more strength your mitochondria develops, and the more energy. The more you work out, the more mitochondria you develop as well, which turns into energy. And while you're doing that, you can take creatine, which when you take creatine, it develops ATP, and ATP is energy for your cells. So if you're tired, instead of saying, oh, I'm tired, I'm not going to show up at the gym, say, okay, I'm tired, I'm going to show up at the gym so I can feel more energized in myself. Once you start stacking all of those, health and wellness, the fitness, and you start to compound all those every single day, I guarantee you by the end of the year or in 365 days, your life will be flipped upside down. And you do not need to deal with these problems for the rest of your life. So that's topic one. I could probably go a little deeper into it, but I want to move on and make sure I got time. I think I only got like 5 minutes here. So next up I got on my list is longevity optimization. Now, a big one in today's world is longevity. I think there's a guy out there named Brian Johnson. He spends $2 million a year on his health. He goes, he has a massive facility in his house. I think he used to be in tech, so he sold his company for like hundreds of millions. So he has the money to do this. And his number one thing is he wants to not stop aging. He wants to reverse aging. So right now, I'm pretty sure he has one of the slowest aging cells, however you define it, in the world. So he ages slower, maybe instead of aging, you know, 1 year at a time, he ages 0.7 compared to aging 1 year at a time, if that makes sense. I don't really know how to explain it that well, but so a big thing is longevity, and everyone's starting to take it a lot more serious, but let's define it a little bit more. You don't want to live a long life of suffering. You don't want to be at 80, stuck in a cane, stuck in a wheelchair. You want to live a life of optimization and a life that you can be proud of. At 60, like I was saying before, you want to have a clear mind. At 70, you want to be moving fine. And at 80, you want to be living your best life. So a lot of things that you can do to start taking advantage of your health and start taking care of yourself is – well, I want to cite this one study really quick. So in 2011, Harvard did a study, and I'm going to read a little bit of it. Physical activity reduces many major mortality risk factors, including arterial hypertension, diabetes mellitus type 2, coronary heart disease, stroke, cancer, and all-cause mortality is decreased by 30 to 35% in physically active as compared to inactive subjects. And I think this somewhere on here, it's 15 minutes a day can do the job for you. 15 minutes of cardio, lifting, anything that gets you moving and gets your body out of the normal state of just sitting down and going through the motions of life. if you're doing 15 minutes of cardio every day or more the merrier, honestly. Getting your VO2 max, which I can touch upon that on another day, which is one of the number one health factors of long life is VO2 max. But your life expectancy can increase from almost 4 months to 7 years just by doing 15 minutes of exercise every day. I would recommend doing 15 minutes of exercise if your schedule is really that busy, the point where you're making excuses. You cannot make an excuse to do 15 minutes of cardio in the morning and 15 minutes of cardio after dinner or before you go to bed. And it's definitely doable. And if you're someone who truly does not like to actually go outside and walk around or take care of your health, go sit in the sauna for 20 minutes every day. That is simple. You don't have to do anything. You can bring your phone in. You can scroll TikTok. You can do whatever. Nowadays, there is no excuse to not take advantage of your health. There really is not. Some good supplements you can start taking for your health as well to optimize longevity is creatine. Creatine is one of the most studied supplements in the entire world. Monohydrate, to be specific. Creatine monohydrate. It creates ATP in the cells, and your brain is, 80%, 90% water. Creatine absorbs water, produces ATP, so now you're creating ATP in your muscles and in your brain, and it helps with brain fog, a bunch of other stuff, which maybe I should have took more today with my brain fog. And the other one, before I go here, before we get Nick Holes on, is omega-3s. A lot of our foods are filled with seed oils. Now, I'm not a seed oil hater, and I'm not going to say seed oils are going to kill you, but seed oils are filled with omega-6s. How you offset omega-6s is with omega-3s. So I would start to supplement with an omega-3 to counteract the inflammation in seed oils that may be in your body. But I'm Blake Byrne. You're tuned in to Live Better, and we'll be right back with more with Nick Holes.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Are you tired of making trip after trip on doctor visits only to get wrong medications that waste time, money, and cause you side effects? If you're on Medicare, call for a free medical assessment and determine which medications are right for you based on your genetic makeup with our convenient swab test performed in your home and mailed to our laboratory. No more trial and error. The results will tell you and your doctor which medications you don't need and identify more appropriate replacements. If you're on Medicare and take multiple medications, call now for our genetic testing service at little or no cost to you. It starts with a call for a free medical assessment and evaluation of your Medicare coverage. Make this free call right now.
800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. 800-948-6814. That's 800-948-6814.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Joining me now is someone who's lived it and rebuilt his gut, Nick Holes. You've heard the term gut health thrown around, but today we're going to break it down. What happens when your gut's completely wrecked? And how do you actually rebuild it? Nick Holes, thank you for taking the time for coming on today. I'm really glad to have you on.
Thanks for having me on again, bro. It's good to hear your voice, man.
Of course, brother. I was thinking about talking about gut health on my own and how to rebuild it. But like, I was thinking, I know one of the best people in the game, so I'll just bring him on for the segment if he's free. So, but let's jump right into it. What was your gut health like at its worst, just so people can kind of understand where you were at?
Yeah, so the worst for me was I had leaky gut. I had 3 parasites. I also had chronic anemia and like tons of nutritional deficiencies. So basically what happened was the leaky gut happens because my gut was weak, and then the parasites came in because they're like, oh, weak host, perfect. I'm going to come in and attack this weak host and make a home here. So that's why, you know, leaky gut can turn into other issues down the road if you don't take care of it. And then from there, it just led to all the nutritional deficiencies. I lost my sex drive, my testosterone plummeted, and I also had Hashimoto's and anemia. So they were kind of all counter effects of the leaky gut.
What is Hashimoto's?
So it's basically underactive thyroid. So your thyroid gland is basically right in the throat. And you can think about it as your like stress modulator. So if it's not working properly, everything feels more difficult and is a little bit more stressful. And it also affects the function of other organs like the liver and other hormones like vitamin D in the body.
So to go back to leaky gut, I know I've dealt with it. I believe I know a lot of other people that dealt with it, and you've dealt with it. What is in our diets that's causing these leaky gut, or causing the leaky gut to happen? Because this seems more like a new thing. I guess I haven't heard about it in the 1800s or whatever. It seems like it's more so the American diet or the Americanized diets that are leading to this issue.
Yeah, I think food is definitely a role, but I think, you know, not just food, not just diet, but like everything people are consuming. So antibiotics play a pretty big role in destroying the gut. You know, another thing is like chronic alcohol consumption plays a pretty big role. And then stuff like you're saying that are in the food system that aren't necessarily foods, like highly processed seed oils, you know, when they're doing things like they're putting added nutrients in certain foods, like fortified foods. So you have like fortified cereals and breads and stuff. Those cause a lot of problems. And then another thing that a lot of people don't think about are gums, thickeners, things like xanthan gum, things like carrageenan. They disrupt the gut barrier and they cause a lot of issues. But I would say that the you know, the drugs and the drug use and the alcohol tends to be a common occurrence for about everybody I've talked to with gut issues.
I love that answer. So it seems like it's more so a combination of everything. What about guar gum and xanthan gum is destroying the lining? Do you know at all?
Yeah. So, like it's okay to have like natural gum, like a natural thickening agents to thicken food. Like a lot of times they use it in stuff like ice cream. But these are chemically processed thickeners. You can think of it. So A natural thickener would be something like gelatin, right? So gelatin is basically like collagen, but it's in its more simple form, more isolated form. And something like that won't cause issues, but something like carrageenan, is it's so heavily processed, the body doesn't recognize it well. And then what happens when the body doesn't recognize something is it creates inflammation as a way to respond to it. So it's like attacking the foreign thing that the body doesn't understand. But with something like gelatin, it doesn't attack it. It doesn't create inflammation. It actually nourishes the gut lining. So it really all is dependent on what the body sees as either a threat or not.
Yeah, I definitely consume a little bit too much gums. They're in a lot of protein powders or protein shakes that I'll get at Come and Go. So I definitely probably need to cut back on that myself. So what's the first thing you tell someone to do if they're starting at ground zero? Or maybe you don't have to use someone else, for example. Maybe you can use yourself. What were the first action steps to get that turnaround? And I guess what can people replicate of yours?
Yeah, well, the first thing, I do want to kind of reflect on that last point that you were saying, where there's a lot of things you consume with, like, gums and thickeners, and how now, out there are so many brands and people that are doing incredible things out there that aren't putting these things in their foods. So if you do look hard enough, and if you are okay with spending a little bit extra for something, you can get, a great food that's going to be great for your gut. Like, a great example is protein powder. And I'll use, like, unflavored goat whey protein powder. Goat because it's easier to digest, and unflavored because it doesn't have any additives in it. And then I put it in things that already have flavor, so I don't mind it at all. So just taking that, like, really proactive approach and being like, I'm just going to constantly look for, like, the thing that I want and go find it out there, because most likely there is something out there. And then the second thing would just be, like, it's in conjunction with this, but just be okay with shifting your lifestyle completely, shifting the way that you operate. This is kind of, especially with the gut, it's really important to have your lifestyle in line with, like, a lifestyle that's, like, just supportive of your health, right? And that one where you're not living in chronic stress, one where you're not living in, like, you're depressed, you hate your job, like, certain things that you're doing, whether you're exercising or not, like, they just need to be in line with your health, and then usually your gut will follow and it will become healthier as a result.
I lost my train of thought. But I know that you're a super mellow guy. I know whenever I see you, you seem super relaxed at all times. Can you explain the role of stress and the mindset to gut healing? Stress kills your gut. I know that. Maybe not a lot of other people know that. But how do you mitigate those things for stress not to, engulf your life?
Yeah, so a lot of things I like to do are I like to take care of things I can't control. So stress is healthy, and it's a good thing, and it's going to come up. But the problem is when we're stressed all the time, it becomes an issue. The greatest example I like to use are cold showers. Now, cold showers are good when you're cold for 2 or 3 minutes a day, but when you're cold for 4 to 5 hours a day, you're having that stress response for 4 to 5 hours, which means it's chronic in nature and therefore not healthy for you. Exercise is a temporary stressor as well. So we want these temporary stressors that are going to enable us, like, better long-term health. But we want to mitigate these chronic stressors. Like, use the example of the job that's, like, causing you stress. Maybe the relationship you know you shouldn't be in. You're with somebody who is not good for you. You work inside all day. You don't see the sun. Like, that is very stressful. You're sitting under artificial light all day. So anything that you're doing and you're spending a lot of time doing, sleep is another one. You know, if you don't get enough sleep, it puts a lot of stress on the body. So just think about all the things that you're spending a lot of time doing and think about how you can bring a healthier mindset and a healthier action into those things.
Okay, I remember my other question. So if you're starting at ground zero, what are the biggest things to avoid There's different ways to look at how to, you know, get yourself fit or whatnot. Instead of looking at what you need to do, look at what you should avoid or stay away from first, and then start looking at what you need to do. On top of that, you can answer this last or whatever, but seed oils, what's your opinion on them, and are they as bad as people say?
So when it comes to starting from the ground up, I think that it's very, I'm sorry, I'm trying to remember exactly what your question was related to that. I'm blanking.
No, my apologies. Yeah, so I'll just rephrase it really quick. So people say, so there's a lot of different ways to look at it, right? You can either overwhelm yourself and say, hey, I need to do all these things. I need to eat this thing. I need to do this. Or you can look at it and say, okay, I just need to avoid this first. Get yourself in a rhythm of avoiding something and then add stuff to your life. What would you avoid? What are the top three things you would avoid that really destroys your gut health?
Yeah. What not to do. That was it. Okay. Thank you. But I'd say, I would say, you know, cooking at home is very important, and primarily because of seed oils. Now, when it comes back to us talking about like a chronic stressor in the body, like a seed oil can be a chronic stressor in the body. I mean, these oils are heavily processed and they're heated to very high temperatures, and they have very high omega-6s and very low omega-3s. Now, we want that ratio to be 1-to-1. In some cases, they're 60 up until like 100-to-1, which is like really not good in favor of omega-6s. And omega-3s are much harder to get. So what happens is this balance gets out of whack very easily by consuming seed oils. And they're in like every single food you eat out. So you want to harvest that balance. And that's why I think it's so important to cook at home, be in control of your own foods. You're not using those things. But we can address the next ones on the next session. I know we're running out of time.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten.
It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American.
America we need right now. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and we're joined by Jake Dobbs. From the bottom of California to Catalina Island with no money, no plan, and no fear, I'm excited to hear Jake's story. I haven't asked him about it yet because I want it to be my pure, authentic reaction to it. And more importantly, I bet it's full of wisdom, and I'm excited to hear it. Jake, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Dude, I'm doing so great. Thank you so much for having me, man. I actually just got back from a surf. I got my car running again and got a roof rack in a matter of like 30 minutes of finding on Facebook Marketplace and made it in time to surf with the fellas. So I'm having a great day, man. How are you?
I love it. I'm doing amazing. I got to get back into surfing. Not back into it, but I need to learn. That one time in Morocco was rough. So
yeah, you were good, that was, though, man. Hopefully you relocate to California and we can go all the time.
Yeah, I need to talk to you about that, actually. So, I'll give you a quick call after. So, to jump into it, what sparked this journey? And tell us a little bit about it.
Dude, absolutely. So, it was kind of funny, the genesis of it. But it ties back into the community that I run. It's called Irrational Optimism. And one of our main missions here is to prove that the world isn't out to get you. It's not as evil as everyone thinks it is. Strangers aren't evil. The slogan that we have is, there are no strangers, just brothers and sisters you haven't met yet. But we wanted to really prove that through like actual real life. And I was with one of my best friends, Kale. We're down here in San Diego, and we were brainstorming, like, what can we do to, you know, prove this and continue to prove this? And we had this idea to hitchhike, and after a couple back and forths, we came up with this idea and this hard challenge to start at the U.S. border between Mexico, like Tijuana and San Diego, and get all the way to Catalina Island. And for those that aren't familiar with Catalina Island, it is this beautiful island west of like Huntington Beach, Long Beach, Newport Beach, like kind of that area. Depending on the boat you take, they either take an hour or 6 to 7 hours if you're sailing, and it's this beautiful island that kind of looks like Italy. And it's been around for a really long time, and it's a really cool idea. So we wanted to have elements of hitchhiking in a car and then make it even more challenging, hitchhiking on a boat to get there.
So I want to hear, how long was this journey, first of all, so I can ask these questions correctly?
Sure. So we were able to get to Long Beach, which was our original idea to get from Long Beach to Catalina Island. It took us only about 8 hours. We started at 7 a.m. We had a couple people that actually would have taken us earlier, but we met some awesome guy named Dave. Dave was just a superstar. We met him in the morning. He was going over there to go to the dentist, and he came back, and he actually ended up living in Long Beach and turned out to be this incredible guy. He gave us free tickets to the Grand Prix. He let us stay in his house for free. He made us food, because the whole point of the challenge was to do this mission solely relying on the kindness of strangers. So that we weren't able to use phones or GPS or any money or anything like that. And so he loved the mission and the challenge, and basically just took care of us the whole week. And other than that, we were going to be camping on the beach and finding places to sleep. But we had a tent and everything, but you can't really beach camp in that area, so it made it really difficult. So he's like, you know, you guys can just crash at ours. We have two extra rooms. And he drove us to the docks, gave us the free tickets. It was insane. So after we got up there the first night, we tried to hit the docks a little bit. We found one guy who was – two guys that were actually leaving that same night. but they wouldn't let us on the boat. So we quickly called it cuts just because the sun was setting and we knew no one was going to be going out. And so the next 2 days, we just spent all day, like 12 hours each day, walking up and down all the marinas in that area of Long Beach, asking if people would take us to Catalina Island.
So was there more fear or freedom in this challenge? I mean, you were in the comfort of California, but you're also on the side of the road trying to get someone to pick you up. Then you're walking the dock for 12 hours trying to get someone to, you know, take you. Was this more of a fun challenge, or was it more of just, you know, trying to get through it?
Dude, you know what? There was elements of both, because it's a pretty tall order to ask someone to take us on their boat, because in their minds, you know, there's a lot of risk on their end. They don't know us. There could be some sort of danger, and a lot of people were concerned about safety, or whether it's extra weight or burning fuel because fuel's expensive, and they might have friends and family. They also probably just didn't have their entire weekend planned around just catering to random strangers taking them to Catalina Island. So every time I went up to someone, I probably asked, me and Kale probably asked around 100 people that entire weekend, can you take us to Catalina Island? And every time, you know, you do get some adrenaline. It's a pretty gnarly thing to ask. And there's definitely some fear, and there's a beauty in the, obviously overcoming the fear. And then, you know, once we finally found it, you know, it made it that much more rewarding.
And I'm kind of watched a little bit of the video that you posted on Instagram of the guy talking about his crazy story. I'm assuming that's the guy that helped you guys out.
Yeah.
What was the craziest thing that happened to you on this adventure?
Dude, I would honestly say the amount of free things that we were given. We were given so many nice things just out of the kindness of strangers and them believing in the mission, which is exactly what we went out to prove. You know, of course, not everyone was great. You know, some people just kind of told us to, you know, to buzz off, and we did. But I would say 98% of the people that we interacted with were awesome, and they loved the vision. They would have helped us if they could. The timing didn't make sense, but we got free housing, free Grand Prix tickets, free pizza, oranges, car rides, dinners, and lunches, and all this sort of stuff. It just was that like, the people is what made this entire challenge worth it. Like, yeah, the whole adventure itself is a blast, but everyone we met had made it like that much more special.
And you seem pretty in tune with yourself, but speaking of people and about yourself, what did you learn about people, and did you learn anything new about yourself as well?
That's a great question, Blake. You know, it was a pretty humbling experience, to say the least, because again, it was such an impossible ask. I don't think anyone has ever done that before, because it's a really, really tall order. We had three people with us. We had myself, Kale, and our buddy Calvin, who was filming the whole thing. You know, God bless him, because, you know, he was there struggling with us too. And you know, it gave me a lot more confidence in this mission that there are no strangers. You know, it's always good to have this idea of the world, but there's something even more special about it when it actually proves to be true. And so, like, that's really what I learned a lot.
So it enhanced your motto in life instead of actually taking away from it.
Yes, exactly.
So how did this journey kind of reshape your view on what you really need in life? I mean, you're with a tent, and you kind of were planning on sleeping on the beach the whole time until you got to Catalina. Was there anything that kind of reshaped how you view what you need, and, you know, if you took anything for granted?
Oh, yeah, dude. That's another great point. I mean, like I said, it was a very humbling experience, but also, like, that was some of the most fun I've had in a very, very long time, because there was this mission we had and the camaraderie between all of us and then everyone else trying to get us to do that. It just made it so much more fun. And then when you're kind of in those situations, you realize all the stresses that we have in life really aren't as serious as we allow them to be, when, like, really the most important thing is, like, hey, we're alive, we're in a beautiful area, and we're surrounded by people we love. And, like, that's kind of like the only thing that you could ask for. Everything else will always resolve, or any stresses you have in your life will always be fixed. It's never going to last as long as we think it is.
I love that. What would you say to someone's scared to let go and just trust the unknown. I mean, that's a big part of that journey you went on right there. And a lot of people are scared to let go and just kind of trust the unknown and just let, you know, I wouldn't say let life just take them, but, you know, be excited but for what may come.
You know, I think it really starts with internal work. It's like, hey, what are you really afraid of? And not to get too spiritual here, but I think if you really allow something to have so much power over you in terms of fear, then it's pretty likely it's going to happen. So if you start seeing the good in every situation, you're going to allow yourself to only receive the good. Does that make sense? You know, if you're always focusing on the negative things, that, oh, I'm going to go out here and these people are going to kidnap us and it's going to be this disaster. You know, it's like, yeah, like we were at the border. It's not like the safest area, but we were out there with good vibes and smiles and had all our stuff, and we were pretty much invincible. We only allowed good people to come towards us, and that's exactly what happened. So many people came up to us like, hey, be careful, be careful, be careful. And we brushed it off just knowing intuitively, like, this is going to be a great adventure and, you know, nothing's going to happen to us. If we had sat there and been very fearful, I think we would have had an entirely different outcome.
That philosophy, focusing on you know, the positives rather than the negatives, it reminds me of seeing a clip with Tony Robinson and Theo Vaughn. And Tony Robinson, you may have seen it, but he's like, okay, look around for all the brown in the room. Okay. Yeah. Then he asks him, did you see all the brown? He's like, yeah. Okay. Tell me how many things that you saw were red. He's like, well, I wasn't looking for the red. Exactly. Yeah. You look for the positive in life, you're only going to find the positive. You look at the negative, you're always going to see the negative. So I love that a lot. And that's, you know, a great way to live by. So did you have any strats for connecting with people? Everyone is so disconnected in this society. Did you use any, you know, do you have any tips or tricks on how you kind of persuaded people? I know you're a salesman as well, or are in sales.
Yeah, dude, that's another great question. The best piece of advice for connecting with people is actually genuinely being interested in them and their story and who they are and what makes them who they are. Because people love to talk about themselves. People love to, you know, hear about themselves. So if you allow them to actually express who they are and take genuine interest in that and ask exciting questions or give, you know, interesting feedback on the things that they're sharing that means the most to them, then you're going to have a significantly easier time connecting with them versus if you just make it about yourself, right? So you kind of allow the other people to share who they are and why they're sharing that with you, because, you know, they could say anything, but they're sharing stuff that means a lot to them. And if you can take interest in that, you know, you're going to have a great conversation and connection.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are very very self-centered in today's world of me, what can I get out of this? And rather than trying to give to someone else or making someone feel like they're the center of attention.
Yep.
Why exactly Catalina Island? And was that always the destination? Or what was the process behind thinking of this with Kale? I know this is probably a spontaneous thing, knowing Kale as well and you.
Yeah, so the original plan was to hitchhike from the border or San Diego to San Francisco, but we didn't see it as exciting or as challenging as it could be to get to Catalina Island, because there is a twist with then getting on a boat, right? And that convincing takes a lot more skill and effort and networking and connection to others to allow us to go on their boat. So when that idea came up, you know, we started to spearhead that, but we allowed ourselves to have freedom for spontaneity, which is, you know, when we were gifted those free tickets to the Grand Prix, you know, we went and did that for a Saturday. Like, yeah, sure, maybe in retrospect, we should have spent more time at the docks that day, but like we would have never had the experience we had at the Grand Prix if we didn't allow ourselves to be spontaneous.
And now you got to go from San Diego to New York next. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, dude, cross-country road trip, bro, absolutely.
All right, Jake, you reminded us today that we don't need money or a plan to grow, just a little movement, faith, and a little bit of irrational optimism. Thank you so much for coming on, Jake. I'm excited to have you on again here sometime soon. We'll be right back after this with Live Better.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not, and the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children, and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
That's a wrap on today's episode of Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And honestly, it's one of those shows that hits every part of the journey. We started by cutting through the chaos, because that's what I want to keep doing for you guys. There's so much confusion out there, and a lot of it is designed to make you feel like you're not enough, that you're behind, that you don't need to buy more to be healthy. But what I want you to walk away with is that your health is built on daily, simple things done consistently, like walking, lifting, breathing, sleeping, choosing better food, moving your body, and protecting your peace. That's real longevity, and that is a real protocol that anyone can follow. We had Nick come on. He gave us some heavy-hitting truths about gut health. I know that topic can feel overwhelming. I've been there. You're bloated, you're tired, and nothing you try seems to work. But he reminded us that the first step to healing is going back to the roots, whole foods, stress reduction. You can regulate your nervous system, rebuilding your microbiome from the inside out, not with magic, but with consistency. Then we had Jake. Man, I love his story. Every time I talk to Jake, something new is going on with him. And I saw this, and I thought I would just bring him on for one segment just to share the interesting story he went through and the takeaways from it. Hitchhiking with no money, no itinerary, just raw faith in life. And that's what I love about him. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, and I'm with you every step of the way. We go live every Thursday at 4 p.m. Central on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and you can catch the replays on the weekend. If this episode hit home, share it with someone. That's how we grow, by helping others live better too. Much love. I'll see you guys next week.